Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It says in John 16:13, howbeit when he noticed, do yourself a favor and do God the honor. Never call Holy Spirit it. He's not an it, he's a person. That's your friend. You wouldn't be pleased. You walk along beside me, I said, there that thing right there with me. I'll call you a thing or it, and I know your name. You wouldn't appreciate that. He's the third person in the Godhead. And he's too dear and precious to be called out of his name. Howbeit when he, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, is come. Jesus was talking about another person coming, right? He said, when he, who? The Spirit of truth, is come, what will he do? He will guide you where? See, he will guide you into all truth. You will not be listening to false and wrong voices, wrong opinion, wrong feeling, lies and deception, religious and tradition and doctrine of men and philosophy of men and all that stuff. He'll guide you into truth. Keep your life out of frustration and confusion, out of bondage and all the stuff that brings so much pain. Young girls and boys, if you listen to the Holy Spirit, he'll help you in every area of your life. So you think it's cool when yes to having sex when you feel it. You see your life, you have to control it. And God has guidelines to be sexual acted. You have to have made a commitment to another person before God. But the world have given it to us that you can be sexual active anytime, anywhere, with anybody, any kind of sex you want. Come on. But he'll keep you out of all that trouble, and they won't tell the truth about being sexual active. On trying to be when you're a male, you're trying to be a female. And when you're a female, you're trying to be a male. They don't tell you all the curses, all the disease, and all the trouble, all the pain. And so you get caught up in that spirit. Some people want to get out, but they don't know how to get out, and they can't get out. Somebody else has to pray them out. Amen. But when he, I didn't know I was going to say that, Lord, but you told me. But when he, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you, where? To all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, what happened? That shall he speak. You notice the Holy Spirit is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He's equal in the Godhead. But look how he submit to his place. He never speaks on his own. He only repeats to you and me what God the Father says and what Jesus the Son said. He never say anything on his own to you. He reveals everything they say. He knows his place. Now watch what he will do. And you listen to this. He said, whatsoever he hear, that shall he what? Speak. He will do what? He will do what? Did you know that's what he said through the gift of prophecy? There's something coming on this earth is worse than COVID-19. That what is he doing? Preparing you. You already set. You already done dug in. You got your foxhole dug in. You got your gun loaded. You got your bullets there. One night I was moved back. They took me out of the field where I stayed out there, I think about 9 months, something like that. Now you listen to this. I stayed out there about 9 months. And they asked me, did I want this real job? And it was a job that I would represent my company by getting the mail and the food, hot food and all that stuff. I was responsible for getting all the food and stuff and mail and out to the log pad so they could, we put it in a big bag, a sling that the Chinook would come down. I hooked up a many of them. And they would pick it up and take it out in the field.